And I told them, you can't come home. And when they say they're lonely, I said, I know you're lonely, but you know we're here. You can phone us. That's more than I ever had, you know, more than I ever had. And I survived, you know. And that's what I tell them, you can't, you have to go to school. And today they thank me for it. They thank me for telling them, you know, you can't come home just because you're lonely. You have to learn to cope. You have to learn to cope when you're away from home. You have to learn to make friends. And I told them, don't you ever look down on other people while you're out there. Whether their skin is different color or what, I said, you make friends with anyone who wants to make friends with you. Mm-hmm. And to this day, and now they thank me that I did that to them. Mm-hmm. Because now they have jobs. Yeah. They have jobs, you know? And it's one thing you have to have now in order to survive. Mm-hmm. You have to have that education. Mm-hmm. If you want to help your community or your people, you have to have that. Granted, some of them don't speak Cree, but they understand it.
Yeah.
But I know that my oldest ones, they can speak Cree, you know, but they understand it. But it's not only children who left home that do not understand, that cannot speak their native tongue. It's people who lived at home too, you know, a lot of them. They said my father's, one of their parents spoke English to them and the other one spoke Cree to them, and they understand both. Some of them, they don't speak. They don't speak it. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they're afraid to be laughed at if they made a mistake or not. Mm-hmm. That's how they are, you know. And then they learn to survive. Mm-hmm. But you have to have that outlook on life in order to be able to, you know, cope with things around you. There's different things going around you in your communities too, where people, like, they use alcohol and drugs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to take pride in yourself not to do that. You have to respect yourself, you know? Don't say, oh, poor me. You know, I don't have this, I can't do this, I may as well do what they're doing. That's not the way you look at life. If you want to make something out of yourself, you have to learn to respect yourself and, you know, say, I can do it. Not get dragged down with all this, what's going on around you. You can't do that. And it's not, and a lot of people now say, well, they were away from their culture for so long that they don't know how to cope, how to live. But with me, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it one bit. I don't believe it. Because even now, people who were not even at residential schools, you know, they're like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's what I say to young people now. You have to believe in yourself, respect yourself. You know, never mind what the other fella's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to live your life for you. You have to live it yourself. And that's what I say to the young people now. You know? Be proud of who you are. And try and learn, you know, try and, like, further your education if you have to. And come back here and work. Or work someplace. That's what I have to say to them. But as far as that, the old ways, like how some people lived long ago, I guess, I don't know. I really don't know how